Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. We're now 3 months into the 2019 session of the North Carolina General Assembly, and just as was the case in January, no issue looms larger than the state's massive health insurance coverage gap. Because of the refusal of legislative leaders to allow for the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, hundreds of thousands of people who can't afford private coverage remain uninsured. Happily, there are glimmers of hope on this front as lawmakers of both parties have advanced bills that address the issue. Recently, I sat down with one of the advocates helping to lead the charge for closing the gap, Erica Palmer-Smith of the Care for Carolina Coalition.
Well, Erica Palmer-Smith, welcome to News and Views. It's a delight to have you with us.
Thank you.
You are the director of the Care for Carolina Coalition, which is a group. You have like 40 members, I think. Am I right?
Over 40 organizational members.
Talk to us about who they are, what the coalition's about.
Well, we are a statewide coalition of over 40 organizational members that have come together for one goal, which is to help create a North Carolina solution to close the health insurance coverage gap. Our members come from a wide spectrum. They include the major volunteer health organizations like the American Cancer Society, the American Heart Association, and the March of Dimes. We also have many of the health provider organizations like the North Carolina Healthcare Association, the North Carolina Medical Society, the Academy of Family Physicians. And then we also have other health and economic development advocacy groups like NC Child, the North Carolina Rural Economic Development Center.
So obviously the issue that you're all about is this coverage gap that afflicts our state. It remains a vexing problem that's been in existence for a long time now. Most states in the union have address this issue, but frustratingly, North Carolina has yet to do that. Talk to us about really the scope of the problem, what it is you're really trying to get after.
Absolutely. So the coverage gap, it's where someone falls when they make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but they don't make enough money to get help in the private insurance marketplace. Right now, there are over 400,000 North Carolinians who lack any option for affordable health care.
400,000 of our fellow citizens in the state who basically their health option is to go to the emergency room. They don't have health insurance for even the most basic kind of care.
That's right. And if you look at the folks who are living in that gap, 63% are working.
Right.
Let's say we have a person, a single mom,
mm-hmm.
and she has one child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for her to qualify for Medicaid in North Carolina, she would need to make less than 44% of the federal poverty line.
And the federal poverty line is very low.
Yes. For a family of two, 44% is around $7,200. So
Lord.
She makes any more than that, she
right.
can't qualify. So let's say this woman's working full-time, doing the best that she can to take care of her child, and working full-time, making minimum wage, or even a little bit more, she's probably making around $15,000 in a year. Well, the problem is $15,000 isn't enough money to get a subsidy in the private insurance marketplace. So she doesn't make enough money to get help.
She clearly doesn't make enough money to just buy insurance on her own. There's no chance.
Absolutely not. I was born in Sampson County. I looked up the numbers recently. Let's say she's trying to purchase a plan in Sampson County as a 30-year-old woman. For her to get the least expensive bronze plan,
mm-hmm.
it's going to cost her $462 a month. That is over $5,500 a year, or 37% of her annual income, with a $7,900 deductible on top of that. So not what I think most of us would call an affordable option.
Right. It's an absurd situation, and it's clear that we need to do something about it because literally people are dying prematurely as a result, right? I mean, there are statistics that show that perhaps more than 1,000 North Carolinians die early each year simply for lack of health insurance.
Yes. And, you know, that's something that when we have this conversation, a lot of times we're talking about health insurance, but we're not really talking about the health outcomes that
right.
come from lack of insurance. And, you know, I like to give an example of, mm-hmm. I came from the American Cancer Society prior to this role, and colon cancer is so prevalent among our people. And if you take someone who has health insurance, who gets their regular screenings,
mm-hmm.
they can catch the colon cancer when it's stage one, or maybe
right.
when it's still a polyp before
right.
it even becomes cancerous. So they have a really good prognosis. But if you have someone who doesn't have health insurance, and they're not getting those screenings. So they end up, as you mentioned, in the emergency room for their health care because they're symptomatic. there's a good chance they're catching that colon cancer at stage four, and your prognosis looks a lot different at stage four. In fact, the American Cancer Society did a study, and it showed that the number one factor in determining whether someone survives their cancer is whether or not they have health insurance. And that's just one example. Heart disease, the number one killer of all Americans. If someone doesn't have health insurance, we know they have poorer blood pressure control.
Right.
If they have a stroke, they have a greater risk for neurological impairment, longer hospital stays, and a greater risk of death. So for longer life and a better quality of life, we have to close the coverage gap. It's the only solution to do that for our people.
And probably it's going to end up saving us money, because that person who is diagnosed early or just they find a polyp is going to be a lot less expensive to treat than the person who's at stage four cancer.
Absolutely. And let's talk about what happens when someone comes to the ER with an advanced condition. So the hospitals, they take care of those folks.
Right. They have no choice. They can't turn someone away.
Absolutely. But what happens is a lot of that cost gets shifted onto insured patients. So we end up having higher premiums and higher out-of-pocket costs for patients who are insured, who purchase their premiums in the private marketplace. Actually, if you compare a state that has a lower insured rate because they've managed to close their health insurance coverage gap, so if they don't have a coverage gap, they have 7% lower premiums in the private insurance marketplace than a state like North Carolina, where we have this huge gap. And on top of that, and I'm sorry to keep going here, but uncompensated care is such a huge issue in our state. What's happening is those hospitals are still having to eat so much of that cost that it's been devastating, especially to our rural hospitals. We have 40% of North Carolina hospitals that are operating in the red, and that's in large part because of those uncompensated care costs. We also know that when states have reduced their uninsured rates, they substantially lower the likelihood of those hospital closures.
We know that the issue of healthcare and various names that are associated with closing the coverage gap are controversial. It's a political issue. But when you just ask people what they think about this stuff, you've got some remarkable polling results. And you've indeed got conservative business leaders in Eastern North Carolina recently speaking up to say, wait a minute, this is bad. We got to close this coverage gap. We got to do something about it. Am I right about that?
Yes. The North Carolina East Alliance of Chambers put out an op-ed this past weekend in the Daily Reflector, and they have endorsed closing the coverage gap because it's good for business. On top of that, you mentioned those polling results. So there was a poll done by the North Carolina Fund for Conservative Futures. It was a conservative poll that showed over 70% of North Carolina voters supported closing the coverage gap. That majority held whenever you factored in political party. So across every political party, a majority of voters supported finding a way to close the coverage gap.
So there is legislation that's been proposed, the Working Families Act, I believe is the name of it.
Yes.
House Bill 655, that's now under consideration in the General Assembly. It's bipartisan legislation, not just from one party or the other, Republicans and Democrats coming together. Not complete agreement on every detail that should be in it, but it seems that there's some hope that maybe we're finally going to have a little bit of a breakthrough here.
Yes, absolutely. And Representative Lambeth, Representative Murphy, Dobson, and Representative White all introduced this bill, and it would be a way to make an affordable health insurance option for working adults in North Carolina. Our coalition is very excited to see this come out. We think it is an incredible first step.
Right.
We hope that the House will make the decision to move it forward for a committee hearing where we can really dive into this and move forward on finding a solution this year.
So bottom line is, we'd like to see this pass in 2019. The issue of health care isn't going anywhere, even if we pass some legislation like this. So it'll continue to need work and fine-tuning. But we have an opportunity to literally insure hundreds of thousands of people, save thousands of lives within the next few months in our state.
I couldn't say it better.
So if folks want to learn more about your coalition and its efforts, how would they find out? Would they go to your website?
Yes, I'm at www.careforcarolina. It's the number four,
right.
careforcarolina.com. And you can find information there. Certainly my information is on that webpage. Reach out to me if you'd like to get involved. And
maybe call your legislators to tell them this is a good idea to keep moving it ahead with this.
Yes, and right now is the exact time that we need to do this. Again, H-655 was filed. Right now is the time to call your legislator, ask them to help lead, to help push this bill forward so we can do something to close the coverage gap this year. Doing that this week is really critical.
Well, Erica Palmer-Smith, thank you for your fine work for our state. Please keep up the good work. We really wish you all the best in the coming months, and hopefully we'll have a chat again sometime soon to talk about the success you've achieved.
I hope so, Rob. Thank you so much.
Coming up next, if you thought debtor's prison was something North Carolina did away with centuries ago, you may be surprised at what our next guest has learned. Stay with us.